Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, out to many great stations on the GCN Live USA Radio and selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country. And thank you very much to all the leading independent stations out there, too, that are carrying the show all around the country. And, of course, we're on the Internet and on satellite all around the world. Hello, Maria in Germany, and hello to our new friends and listeners over there in India. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America moving, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, the home heating oil, whatever it is they're doing to keep us moving along. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook. We're over there on the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's social media website. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We are over there live streaming right now. And then when the show goes off the air, we stream the current program until the next new one comes on. All righty, let's go to the telephone line, and the first thing we're going to do is pick up Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle, and welcome back.
Good morning, Captain. Thank you.
All right, now we're going to pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and get ready, get set, go. Good morning. They've been waiting. I'll tell you what, it's 83 degrees. And mostly clear skies. It was up to 84. But anyway, Kyle, you and Denise, go ahead and say the pledge and get going.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag
of the United States
of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic
for which
it stands. One nation.
Under God. Indivisible.
With liberty
and justice. For all. And of course, folks, as Captain Matt tells us every morning here on the program, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Of course, we're back again with Denise at FoundersCode.com. That's the website. All right, Denise, I've got a question about Vladimir Putin, but I can't wait to ask this question of what you think about President Trump and his reaction to the tape that's been leaked.
You know, I don't know the law, and I don't know what is considered to be circumstantial evidence or evidence. I don't know where the tape came from. I don't know who recorded it. It looks like the Department of Justice is the one that leaked it. But it's really quite fascinating to me that if you look at all these lawyers, or Dershowitz says, he could be in a little bit of trouble. There are two or three others that say there's nothing there. There's no there. So, I mean, that's what, you know, a legal argument is in a court. So I have to sit on the sidelines on this tape, and I'm not sure that the explanation that Trump gave would be completely satisfied or satisfying to me. I hope he's getting some direction from his lawyers, but I've talked to a few of his former lawyers, and he's not terribly coachable. So, I don't know. It's not working for me yet.
Well, I think you're right, and certainly his reaction to why didn't you give the boxes back seems to be the same, similar vein. I think his lawyers might have told him, or would should have told him, don't say anything about the boxes yet. Don't make any definitive statement about it. But also, Denise, now we'll switch from Trump over to what Vladimir Putin said. Vladimir Putin says that they missed out on, or avoided, I should say, a civil war with this whole thing with Prigozhin. What do you think?
There was not going to be any kind of civil war. Of course, that's how Putin wants to package it. Prigozhin was going into Moscow because he wanted to have Shoigu removed. That's who he was really after. He was just, doing, as we call it over here, an insurrection. So it didn't have to be deadly, but I would tell you that Prigozhin's angry because Moscow, the Russian Federation, Putin, is not paying the bills. And the Wagner Group actually is under a parent company called the Concord Company, which is the larger umbrella company that Prigozhin owns. And the Russia federal budget owes the Concord Company $936 million, otherwise known as 80 billion rubles. And they're not paying it. So now what Putin is necessarily trying to do is accuse Prigozhin of stealing what? Mm-hmm. So it's that's where we are. So it's all in the packaging. I don't know, everything that comes out of the Kremlin is a lie. So now I'm not standing up for Prigozhin because he's a killer.
Denise, hold that thought, because we're coming up on the music right here. We're going to be right back, of course, on the Captain America Watch Radio program. Stay right there, everybody.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle and Denise, I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O in the spelling, Geico Insurance Company. Now, they are the second largest insurance company, auto insurer in the country. They insure over 27 million drivers, and they've been in business for 85 years. All you got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in the type of vehicle you got. You'll get a rate quote. They'll see if it's comparable to what you got going. Might save you some money. But where you will definitely save money is if you start bundling things. Like, let's say maybe you got a car, maybe you got a truck. Then you might have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. Well, the more of those things you add on there, the lower your auto insurance goes. But where it really drops like a rock is when you add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to the policy. Then you'll see it drop, and you'll have significant savings on your automobile policy. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and check it out. And check your own personal rate quote and see what they can do for you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
We have a caller on the line, and I'm going to bring Denise in. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Okay, you want to take the caller?
Sure.
It's Aaron.
We've got Aaron on the line.
Aaron, yeah. Colorado. Good morning, Aaron.
Yeah, Cap, Denise, Professor Potts, this audio, this leak audio about Trump basically saying that he couldn't use his Harry Potter wand to declassify this document or classify this one or who cares? I mean Trump was in the White House for 4 years. He knows what's on these, you know, these so-called classified material when he was president. And if he didn't know, the Trump team would have told him what's on these materials. So, the deep state leaking this audio of him talking about, well, I can't declassify this. That's just ridiculous. I mean, who cares? I mean, because when it comes to classified material, they don't care. I mean, Joe Biden, who was not even the vice president, I mean, has classified material everywhere. I mean, buried. I mean, it's buried. It's in the garage. It's next to the car. It's the dog buried the other classified material in his backyard. I mean, it is. This is ridiculous. These charges need to be dropped now. This is insane about Trump in this classified material ass. But anyway, Professor Politics, Denise, Cap, sayonara.
All right, go ahead.
We don't know what papers. I mean, you can hear the shuffling of papers. So we don't know what he was. Had in his hand or what he was referring to. However, Mark Meadows, his former chief of staff, also wrote a book and made reference to a document in and around the matter of an attack on Iran and the recklessness of Trump on this. So that part may hurt. I don't know. I mean, I really just don't know. There are so many machinations around this whole thing. It's almost kind of like you just have to sit back and wait on this one. So that's what I'm doing, at least.
Well, Denise, you know, we all ask you about China, and of course, it wouldn't be complete if we didn't ask you about China, but how about this? I've seen here that China continues to shore up its support for Russia and for Vladimir Putin in light of what happened with Prigozhin. Does this change the game at all for their relationship, or does it make it stronger, or is President Xi now looking at Putin maybe a little differently because of everything that happened?
I can't really say, I think the United States, you know, we can do propaganda just like any other country does. And I would argue that the United States should lead and hit up the propaganda. And in this case, it would be true that Beijing, the Chinese Communist Party, has hitched its wagon to not only a weak leader, but a killer. And that means Putin. We do know that this war is an illegitimate war. Russia is in violation of the Budapest Agreement. But nobody seems to ever want to talk about that. These state leaders also know about the billions that Poroshenko stole from the Ukraine treasury. Billions. And he left, and where is he? Well, he happens to be in Russia. And this all happened under who? Oh, glad you asked. The Obama administration. So, we could be doing a whole bunch of propaganda here that Russia is just as corrupt as Ukraine was ever thought to be, and that the Chinese Communist Party seems to be fine with being in partnership with a regime that threatens nuclear use of nuclear weapons, harbors thieves or killers, and, you know, shame on, I would say, of the dynasties that, you know, China once had, because the reputation of China has been destroyed and should be destroyed under the leadership of President Xi. That's what I would be doing.
Well, you know, Denise, this isn't designed to put you on the spot at all, but you just mentioned nuclear weapons, and I think a lot of people have that on their mind. If you had to move the hands close to midnight in terms of what could happen in Ukraine because those nuclear weapons have been moved to Belarus, are they just for show, or do you think at some point they would be desperate enough to use them?
I don't think they'd be desperate enough if they use them.
then what would be the point of having Ukraine? You know?
Good question. I mean, yes.
At this point, what's the point of having Ukraine now with the devastations they've caused? I mean, what does Putin really want with Ukraine here at this point? What's left? They've destroyed pretty much all the infrastructure. There's a nuclear power plant, and there's pipelines. Other than that, you know, what's there that Putin seems to want? Now, Lukashenko has announced, he actually announced yesterday, I think, that he had received an unspecified number of Russian nuclear weapons. And I think he's kind of using it, you know, he too, by the way, is an illegitimate leader. So, you know, it's real hard to say here at this point that somebody needs to craft a off-ramp for Putin to get out of Ukraine. And if he got out of Ukraine, then the relationship between Moscow and Beijing may be a little different. But as long as we are where we are, shame on both of them, and, or all three of them, I would say. And I, too, think that I would be putting, if I was MI6 or if I was CIA, well, CIA's pretty inert here at this point, but I think I'd be having some Western spies see if they can't hook up with some Prigozhin over there in Belarus and see if we can't do some kind of Project Veritas on him and get some interesting information out of Prigozhin when it comes to the relationships and the nefarious things that go on inside the Kremlin. One, to guarantee that Prigozhin lives, if we want him to live. I don't care if he lives or dies, but I want to get some, I want to get the goods. I want to get the inside baseball from Prigozhin before Putin decides to kill him.
And just real briefly, 10 seconds here, what about the security of those nuclear weapons? Are they going to be secure or could they go missing?
Well, look, Russia has, they've had a couple of bases inside Belarus already. So I think they're still in Russia's control. They just happen to be in Belarus.
Very interesting. All right, folks, we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. Thank you, Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is the website. Check her out there. And we're going to be right back to Captain and I with the military report. Yes, thank you so much, Denise. We'll be right back. Military report. Be right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on companies and associates with ties to the Russian Wagner Group.
The Treasury Department is targeting a network of companies associated with Wagner and its leader that mine and sell gold and other precious metals in African countries where the group is active. The sanctions are aimed at disrupting the group's sources of funding. The move comes after the mercenary group's botched rebellion against the Russian government. I'm Brian Shook.
Pat Sajak may be retiring, but Vanna White wants to keep on spinning that wheel. The Wheel of Fortune co-host has reportedly hired an attorney while looking for a pay raise. Her salary stayed the same over the last 18 years, with her making $3 million a year compared to Sajak's $15 million. Sajak's announced his retirement from the show after 41 seasons. Ryan Seacrest is his replacement. It's unclear how much he will be paid. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. That's the place to go. And remember, you can call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to schedule a tour of one of their two campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass., outside Boston. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, we just found out that the Ukraine is about to get another $500 million in aid, just approved, to be sent. I don't know what the running total is right now, but this is beans, bullets, ammunition. Don't know that it's any more vehicles, but We did report yesterday that there was a train that was seen headed towards the port, military port of Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is an ocean port, with some fighting Bradley fighting vehicles on board, a trainload of Bradley fighting vehicles. I don't know how many, but that was reported to me by one of our listeners. So apparently, I'm going to guess those things were going to Ukraine.
Yeah, that could very well be. That's right.
So when is too much too much?
Well, and of course, we now know that there's a lot of the stuff that was sent over to Ukraine from the Pentagon was overvalued. So one might wonder, is
by
the
double,
same thing happening?
By
again?
Double.
Yeah, that's right. So have they addressed those issues as of yet? That would be a very good question.
Well, it's kind of like the way government does business. They've actually lost track of some money, and they've overvalued some things in the Ukraine. And then we get the news yesterday verified that $200 billion, with a B, dollars worth of COVID relief money is missing, and they don't know who got it.
Well, that in itself is a terrible thing. $100 million, right? That's
$200.
And so, you know, that money could have gone to any other good cause, and if they don't know who got it, they'll never be able to claw it back, at least at this point.
Now, the Senate subcommittee has advanced a bill that may kill the Army combat fitness test, which, again, takes our military, instead of making it stronger, but making it weaker when you don't have to do certain physical PT things that you've had to do for years. And, of course, the Supreme Court is going to be ruling soon. On Monday, they agreed to take up an ongoing veterans education benefits case, which could dramatically rewrite federal benefits rules and give additional tuition money to potentially millions of veterans who were told if you didn't use your educational benefits by a certain time frame, you'd lose them.
Well, certainly anything that helps the vets in this way is welcome.
You there?
Yes. Certainly anything that helps the vets this way certainly is welcome.
Okay. But here's the thing. There was at one time that type of restriction in there. I haven't checked on it in a long time, but most veterans did not use their educational benefits until they were either changing jobs or maybe they were retiring or something like that. Then they go back to school. And they do whatever, and then they come out with another job. I mean, that's what a lot of them are doing these days anyway. So who knows? Now, the USS Ronald Reagan, you've heard of it, right?
Of course.
Along with the guided missile cruisers, their escort ships, the USS Antietam and the USS Robert Smalls, arrived in Da Nang in Vietnam on Sunday for a port of call visit, and they're there. Of course, a lot of people get upset about that. Especially the Chinese.
Well, this is a way of showing the Chinese that we're operating basically in their backyard, and that we're going to be there. We're going to be an element in that area. So that's definitely a message.
You've probably heard you can do more with less when it comes to certain things, right?
Sure, sure.
A few years ago, a Marine infantry battalion was 965 members. Now, they have 880 Marines and sailors. That's their total, down from 965.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I'm sure with the advent of technology and some of the different systems that they utilize, maybe they still have the force multipliers there.
They might. Now, did you hear that the Wagner Group, Mr. Przyszyn, on Monday released the first audio statement since his aborted armed rebellion he staged on Saturday, defending the move as a reaction to an attack on his force that killed some of his fighters.
I did not hear what his statement was. Do we know what it was?
Nope.
Well, I'm sure that certainly, I mean, this is a very strange situation that it all sort of went away. That's almost extraordinary.
Now, after the Wagner uprising, the United Kingdom sees cracks emerging in the Russian support for the Ukraine war. I've seen it for a while, but now I'm seeing more, and you got to wonder. You got to really wonder. What do you think?
Well, I think the Russian people, by and large, didn't really. Now, some did early on when the war began, but as it drags on, and they know what the numbers are collectively. They understand that there's so many Russians losing their lives in this war, and it can't be hidden by Putin because the families know that nobody ever came home, for example. So it's a sort of a terrible way of putting it, but it allows the people of Russia to begin to understand the cost of what's happening, and I think they're against it completely now.
All right. I've got Denny in Alabama just sent me a direct message about the $500 million worth of weapons and military aid. He says, Captain, you probably know where I'm at, but we have an arsenal here in Alabama, and 50 of the Bradley fighting vehicles left our base on a train for points unknown. Okay, so we know where they got them now, don't we?
That's very interesting. And, you know, Captain, you mentioned the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan. I think I saw the Ronald Reagan one time in San Diego. But of course, it's a huge carrier. Well, we're going to lose a couple of carriers here very soon. We're going to – the USS Nimitz is going to leave service in 2026. The USS Dwight D. Eisenhower is going to retire a year later after that. So they're going after about almost some 50 years of service for both of them.
I'd be willing to bet you they're not going to retire at all because they're going to be using them.
Well, yeah, things could change, right, by 2026. That's for sure. But right now that's the plan, and of course they've been in service for quite some time. But you're right. Global events could call them, press them into service for much longer.
How are you working out with your own personal artificial intelligence?
Question. I don't know.
Is that what you do when you sleep? Is that what you do when you sleep?
could be.
Well, Project Linchpin is now designed as an AI pipeline program, and managers at the Program Executive Office Intelligence Electronics Warfare and sensors can be used to meet the requirements for the Intel systems for AI. I can't wait to see how they're going to do that.
Well, AI is here to stay. It's not something that it's interesting. We've had people say, well, we should put a hold on it. Well, guess who's not putting a hold on it? That would be China. China's going to continue developing this, and if we don't have parity, it's like another nuclear arms race, for goodness sake. You're going to have parity. The AI could be used for great purposes. It could be used for very nefarious purposes in terms of the hacking and things that we know that China's famous for.
All depends how you program it.
Well, right, and or defend against it. I mean, our AI should be superior. I mean, at this point, it's a practical problem and not a philosophical one.
All right, hold that thought. We're taking a break. We're coming back with Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return. It's a Wednesday. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Actually, Chris is the legend because he's the Watchdog on Wall Street, and everybody knows who he is. Now, I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, Moss Acura is their premier dealership along with all those Nissan dealerships. Now, you can go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, take a look-see at all the different inventory that they've got there, and then remember a couple of different things. Number one, they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're on the job or retired, that would be EMS, firefighters, police, sheriff, state police, and security, as well as church pastors, too, active and retired, can get a nice little discount on the vehicle purchase that you're going to make, new or pre-owned. Now, in addition, every vehicle comes with Moss Care. You can opt out, but you can also take it, and I would take it if I were you, because that gives you peace of mind for several years, certainly the life of the vehicle, where you're going to get free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And, of course, they've got their dealer, the Acura dealer over on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right beside the Moss Nissan dealership that's right there. So you've got Moss Acura, and then right beside it, Moss Nissan, right there on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you either, because that's going to ring a little bell, and Who knows? You might get a little something extra out of the deal. All right. Back to the telephone lines we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is still with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, we're going to go down here to Chris Markowski, the birthday boy from a couple days ago. And good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Yep, and you were telling me that we were the only other ones that sang to you.
I appreciate it. I do. I don't do well with birthdays. So it was you guys and my family that sang me happy birthday. To me, it's, you know, at this point in time, it's, you know, another trip around the sun, just another day. But no, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun doing that. So I'm glad you allowed us to do that. Now, Bidenflation. Yesterday, the Biden White House was doing everything they could, including the big man himself, the big guy, to spin this economy and how great it was. And they said, of all things, their excuse as to why it might be a little off is because maybe we've been asking the wrong questions. You heard me. Where'd you go? You there, Kyle?
Oh, I'm here. That's right. Maybe I don't think Chris heard.
All right. I don't know what happened to Chris. Let me do this and let him call me back. All right.
And you know, Captain, I know what you're talking about, too, as we're waiting for Chris. I think they're going to be fanning out some of the Biden administration people across some 20 states to try to tout the wonderful Biden economy. So go figure on that.
Yeah, and I don't get it because we're asking the wrong questions. That's what the White House is now saying. Okay,
well,
here he is.
That's just the way.
Here he is.
Good.
Okay, you back,
good.
Chris?
I'm back. That was weird.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, here's the deal. The White House is now saying that we are asking the wrong questions.
About the economy and Bidenomics.
Right.
I've watched Jared Bernstein. I talked about this on my podcast. The Biden administration thinks that state capitalism is the way to go. And state capitalism is what they run in China right now. And a lot of the people on the left think that that's the future and that's the way things should be done, much like many people on the left thought, you know, she's going back to Durante back at the New York Times, thought communism was the way to go. And it's not. Take a look at China's economy. It's faltering. It's an absolute mess right now, contrary to what is being said about it all the time. Jared Bernstein saying, well, if you take Biden's policies and you take them apart piece by piece by piece when it comes to the economy, Americans love it. Americans don't love what's going on. They don't love the fact that the prices of things that they have to use every single day have gone up. And, you know, they haven't. Inflation has slowed, but the prices haven't come down. You know, we all see what we pay, and we all understand what we're making in our paycheck. The real wages in this country have been down for over 2 years. You know, oh, yeah, you're getting a raise, you're making more money, but the price of everything continues to go up. So what's the point? You know, that's like taking, one step forward and three steps back. You're going backwards. I mean, you're not going forwards. And, again, they're gonna go on this mission to go out and pitch this. I think Biden's going to give an economic speech today. And, like I said, I think it's going to go over like a lead balloon. I really do. At this point in time, you know, and again, I've got my opinion on, you know, the Republicans and where they're heading and what they should be doing. This should be a slam dunk win for Republicans. They just have to choose the right candidate right now. And in my opinion, I don't think they're doing that.
Well, there's another candidate maybe entering into the mix. We'll have to see what goes on. But Joe Biden would be a lot better off right now, and so would the Republicans if they'll just mention one thing. What Americans really want right now, and I hear it from everybody, they're talking about the economy, they're talking about their wallets, they understand why things have gone out of sight. It has to do with fossil fuel. Drill, baby, drill. They want that cheap gas back again. And I don't know if you heard about this outfit, but Buc-ee's. Have you heard of Buc-ee's?
No, not familiar with it.
All right. The world's largest gas station opened in Sevierville, Tennessee on Monday. It's Buc-ee's. They delighted the crowds to no end. 120 gas pumps 24/7 service, a 74,000 square foot amusement park like store, hundreds of solid American jobs were brought online, and this is what the people want. Plus, they want their barbecue biscuit sandwich and a tank of gasoline at a reasonable price. And the price there at Bucky's was 30 cents below anywhere else. It was still above $2 a gallon, but I remember the $1.87 gas, and we can do that again. We can do that.
It sounds like that their business model is that they're going to take a loss then on gasoline and then make money up on selling other things.
Right.
A lot of gas stations, you know, again, they started having all of those centers and selling things because they make more of a profit on the little mini marts that they have there rather than selling the gasoline.
That's right.
What I have to pay, because I have the premium in my car, I'm paying, $4.15, $4.20 is what I'm paying for my car at this point in time. It's pretty expensive. I understand that the drill, baby drill, and I think that we need to do that to hold us over. But, I really like to see this country, head in the direction of nuclear. I really would.
Me too.
The world is starting. Even the countries that pulled back, Sweden has said, forget about this renewable stuff. The real renewable is nuclear. Nuclear is the power of the stars. Uranium is plentiful. A great documentary I recommend everybody watch. It just came out. It's actually Oliver Stone, entitled Nuclear Now, and explains just, what could be done and what would be possible if the world got off its irrational fear of nuclear power and headed in that direction. We're talking, it would be basically the cost of nothing. You compare, you can take a look at Europe. You say we're Germany, who got rid of their nuclear plants and decided to go with renewables, and they doesn't suffice. And then they've got to import all of this fossil fuels. And you compare it to France, which primarily runs on nuclear energy, and their energy is a hell of a lot cheaper. And they want to go 100%. That's what we should be doing here. I mean, we've got some great new companies coming up with these modular reactors that are smaller. But, that's what we should be focused on right now, is that type of ingenuity. It's the power of the stars, and that's what we should be doing.
Well, I agree with you 100% because I come from an area in upstate New York where we had three nuclear plants on Lake Ontario, three, and our power was dirt cheap.
And now you take a look at the type of technology. For crying out loud, people, you got to think about, our military. Our Navy runs on nuclear power. You think about that. Nuclear submarines, they don't need to be refueled for over 25 years, for crying out loud. Imagine that, eventually having a small modular reactor for everyone's house when the only thing you need to do in 20 years is replace the battery. I mean, that's possible, and that's using technology and innovation, and that's what we should be heading towards.
Kyle, you got something on your mind?
Well, just in the time we have left here, HSBC is warning of a U.S. recession this coming year, and Europe could follow in 2024. What do you think, Chris?
I'm like playing Leonard Newt Nimoy's In Search Of. Every day somebody says there's a recession around the corner. It's a tremendous penis.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you tomorrow, so have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, will be right back with more. And we'll be back with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. We're going to talk some guns. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.